Good morning. This is the day the Lord hath made.
Amen. Good morning. We're so glad that you've joined us.
Let's sing happy birthday to Carol.
yes, let's sing happy birthday to one of the dearest people in our life, Carol Blankenship. So you want to play for us?
Oh, maybe I could.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Carol Blankenship. We love you
so much.
Bunches and bunches.
Lots and lots.
Oh, just to the moon and back. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Carol. We pray that you have a great birthday.
Yes.
I don't know if you're going to be watching this today, but you usually go to YouTube if you miss us on our good news during the week. This is our Sunday morning worship. And I'm just going to go to the Lord in prayer and ask God to prepare our heart.
Amen.
For a time of thanksgiving and praise. The Bible says to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
Yes.
So we have come to thank our God.
Amen.
And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we've come to thank the Holy Ghost. He's the one that's on this earth carrying out the desires of Jesus and the Father.
Amen.
He's the one that teaches us the things that Jesus is all about.
Amen.
The Bible says that He, the Holy Ghost, is the one that is the comforter. And I tell you, he sure knows how to comfort me.
Me too.
And I've found out, though, if I've got sin in my life, that he's not going to comfort me until I get that sin cleaned up through the blood of Jesus.
That's right.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful Lord's Day.
Yes.
This Sunday, Lord, that we have gather together to worship you in spirit and in truth. I was thinking this morning, Father, we have one more Sunday here, and then the next morning we'll be on our way to the Blue Ridge Mountains. And I want to thank you, Lord, for all that you provide for Nikki and me. I want to thank you that you are the provider, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are God. You're the one that created us. You're the one that knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. And yes, Father, we get so busy, or we get sometimes on a pity party, and sometimes we act like there's no hope. But thank you for forgiving us for that. We're not going to bring that up this morning because you have cleaned us up through the blood of Jesus and he's forgiven our sins and cleansed us from all unrighteousness. So we focus on you today, not on the music, not on the messenger, not on Pastor Nikki when she brings a message, not on me when I pray, not on me when I give the invitation, but we put the emphasis on the message. And Jesus, you are the message.
Yes.
You are the way, the truth,
yes,
and the life.
Yes.
So now, I pray for favor. I pray for your anointing. And I pray for those that watch or listen to this service, that they'll be blessed today. And that if there's sin in our life, you'll reveal it.
Amen.
And we can get that straightened out with you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this day.
Yes.
In Jesus' wonderful name.
Yes.
And let everybody say,
Amen.
Just want to say we have one more Sunday here. We have hopefully a few more good news from Salt Springs, Florida. And then week after next, we'll be heading to the Blue Ridge Mountains to be with our family and have an Easter service. Now, those of you that are part of our congregation at Indian Methodist Fellowship Church, do your best to be there for our Easter morning service down down at the amphitheater. I believe God's going to give us a great Easter. It'll be our first one.
Bring your wool scarves, your...
Yeah, it may be cold.
Your hat and your coat.
But we're going to have church, Lord willing, even if it's snowing. But it's going to be a beautiful day.
I believe that.
All right, let's let God prepare our hearts.
Yes.
There's a song that Jesus is singing to you and me today. And we'll probably sing it at our Easter service. It's called Rise Again. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to run and get my cup of coffee. shall come again. Come to take my people back. Oh, I'm coming. Take my people back.
Amen.
You know, this could be the day.
It could.
Right on your birthday, Carol Blankenship, the Lord could come.
Amen.
My question today is, are you ready? And if you're not for sure, I would say get ready, get ready, get ready.
That's right.
And I believe we have a good message coming this morning from our pastor, Pastor Nikki.
Yes. The Lord is good, isn't he?
Amen.
I was reading last night in the book of Mark and Matthew where the women came to the tomb the third day, the first day of the week, which is our Sunday. And there were different recordings of what happened that morning, but I thought how awesome that Jesus did exactly what he said. He rose from the dead. Can you imagine how they all felt when they saw him again? He appeared to over 500 at one time, the Bible records. So I asked the Lord, what should we focus on this morning? And he wants us to think about the resurrection, that he rose from the dead, God come in the flesh, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. He's coming again, as that song says, as he said. He said, I'm going to come again for you. But he rose from the dead just as he told the disciples he would. They didn't understand, did they? He said, after 3 days, I'm going to rise again. And he did, and he proved who he was. And that resurrection is something that no one has been able to disprove, and it ought to prove to anyone and everybody that seeks for the truth. It ought to prove that Jesus is who he said he was, the Son of God, our perfect sacrifice, come to pay the price for our sin. And then he's gone. He rose from the dead. He was with the disciples for 40 days. And then he rose up into the clouds. He told them he'd come again, but they were to go and spread the salvation message.
Yes.
He said, my spirit will come, the comforter will come, and fill each and every one of you. And they gathered in an upper room. He told them to wait for the Holy Ghost to come upon them and give them the power,
yes,
to go forth,
yes,
in his name to do his work throughout the world. And we know that for 2,000 years, the name of Jesus has been lifted up. Nobody has been able to stamp it out. Nobody's been able to destroy the Word of God. It has gone on for 2,000 years. Well, I want to read to you what the Lord told his disciples about the resurrection. And remember, he brought Lazarus back to life. He wanted to show them that he had the overcoming power, that he was able to raise people from the dead. And Lazarus wasn't the only one. And when he was being crucified, remember there was a big earthquake?
Amen.
And the dead rose up out of their graves and went into the city. So God was just showing forth his power, and that death had no holding power on any of us, that he could raise anybody from the dead. Well, this is what Jesus says in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 21 through 29. And he said, for as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. He brings back to life whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, now Jesus says this, he's saying, truly, truly, I mean this from the depths of my heart. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice.
Hallelujah.
And shall come forth, just as Lazarus did. We're going to hear our names called. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. And we know that the Lord doesn't want any to perish. He wants everybody to look to him for salvation. The word says, if you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. That's why I like that verse 24 that says, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life.
Yes.
And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Amen.
You know, the Father is drawing all people to himself, and some are going to listen and hear and receive the gift of eternal life through his Son, the Lord Jesus. And some will reject and say, no, thank you. I want to go my own way. I want to be my own God. I don't want to come under the authority of God the Father and God the Son in the power of the Holy Ghost. I can't imagine, but it does say that some will come under, will be unto the resurrection of damnation. Eternity is a long time, but Jesus showed us that we are going to be raised from the dead. I remember years ago, before I was born again, I wondered what was going to happen to my body when I died. And I thought of the scripture that says we were made from the dust of the earth and we're going to return to the dust of the earth. And I thought, well, I guess that's it. But
nope.
The Holy Ghost taught me that the word was true. I could believe in it. I could count on it. And I've been rejoicing in the fact that I am going to be raised from the dead one day, and I'm going to come face to face with the one who loves me best, with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be held accountable for the deeds that I do in this flesh, but I am not going to face an eternity in hell because I have received the Lord Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. Oh, don't you love him?
Amen.
Beloved, listen to what Paul says in the book of Romans. He talks about walking in the spirit and not in the flesh. That we, when we're born again, we don't have to give in to this flesh. It's going to rise up and want to do things its own way, but we don't have to give in, and we can walk after the spirit. And the spirit of God is in us, nudging us, showing us what way to go. Our job is just to trust and believe and listen and then obey.
Yes.
It's
Amen.
Wonderful when we obey, isn't it?
Amen.
Paul says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, the Spirit of God raised Jesus up from the dead. If that same Spirit is in me, in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen.
We have a wonderful hope, don't we? Thinking about Easter coming up, Resurrection Sunday, celebrating that, and there are programs that are going to be shown on television about the resurrection. There's a new one that Roma Downey has put together, starting with the resurrection and then carrying on to how the disciples reacted to that resurrection, to seeing Jesus again, to eating fish with him along the seashore, the Sea of Galilee. Mm. Awesome, just awesome. He wanted them to know for sure that what he said was true, that he would be back, that he would be crucified, and in 3 days he would rise from the dead. And then he told them also he would go to, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also, and I'm coming back for you.
Yes,
yes. Now, we haven't seen him come back yet, but all of his other promises have been true. So we can count on that, that Jesus is coming back. And he tells us to watch and be ready. But I've been focusing on that resurrection and how wonderful that he has given me the faith to believe that one day I'm going to hear my name called and the Spirit of God is going to call me forth out of the grave. And I'm going to be with the Lord forever in an incorruptible body, a new body.
Amen.
So many have gone before us. They've had that same hope, thought maybe they would be caught up in the rapture, longed for that. You know, none of us want to go through the grave. We don't want to go through the suffering maybe that faces those of us that die in the flesh before Jesus comes back. But we do know he'll be with us through it all, no matter what we have to face. And our loved ones are going to be waiting for us. They've joined that cloud of witnesses, and they're rooting us on to continue to believe and be encouraged that we all are going to be resurrected from the dead, and there is a life eternal, with the Lord Jesus. And we don't want to think about the life eternal for those that are choosing hell. Jesus doesn't want anyone to go there. And I'm going to let Pastor Buck come and lead any of you in a prayer to ask Jesus to come into your heart, to show you the truth, so that you too can be assured that you're going to be resurrected just as Jesus was resurrected by the same Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I never get tired of hearing about the resurrection.
Amen.
And Jesus made it plain that he is the resurrection.
That's what he said.
I want to say this to you today. God just loves you. He wants you to be with him.
Yes.
And we have a short time here on earth, even if we live to be old. I never thought I'd live to be this old. But I'm taking each day. And younger people, this might not affect them so much as it will us older people. The older you get, the more you realize that it's appointed unto a man once to die, and then the judgment.
Amen.
Now, I want to say this. For those that use the excuse that God won't send anybody to hell, God lets you make that choice.
That's right.
So he's not responsible for sending anyone to hell. We as individuals are responsible for our destiny and our eternity. We have to make that decision for Jesus Christ, and we have to repent. We have to be born again of the Spirit of God.
Right.
See, God is working by His Spirit, the Holy Ghost, here on this earth. And the Spirit is not giving up on you. And you may have said no most of your life. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. Why not make today? Why not make today the day that you decide that you need Jesus Christ, you are ready to repent, you are ready for the Spirit to give you that born-again experience, and you're willing to follow Jesus? Satan's such a liar. He wants us to think we have to give up so much and that life is going to be too hard. And that the temptations of the world and the drugs, alcohol, immorality, all of the evil things controls who we are until we're born again. And then the Spirit of God in you will help you get over that addiction.
Amen.
Will help you get out of that immoral life that you may be living. Immorality is a horrible thing. It's an abomination to God.
Amen.
But you know what? Jesus didn't come to condemn you. Jesus came to save you.
That's right.
And take your sins and mine upon Him.
Amen.
If anybody lived an immoral life, it was me.
Me too.
I'm just amazed that God put up with me that long until I surrendered my life to Him. But God right now is calling people out there. This will go on YouTube, and one day, it may be after I'm long gone, somebody will click on that YouTube service today and get saved. But you know, there's going to be many more that may watch this service before then and put it off, and then it'll be too late. Would you come now? Would you come now? Would you surrender your life to Jesus? He's calling you. He's calling you by name. He called me by name. He said, Buck, you need me. You need me. And I really, sincerely, when I gave my heart to the Lord, 33 years ago, I gave my heart to the Lord. I never, never have turned and looked back. It's the smartest thing you and I will ever do. And right now, would you come? Would you come? Father, let your Holy Spirit Father, draw that lost one that has wandered away. Bring him back. Give that person, with those tears running down their face right now, give that person the strength and the courage to say, Jesus, save me. Forgive me of my sins. Take my life, Lord. Take everything I have. But give me you. Right now. And Lord, I pray for that born again person that has fell away went back into sin, that you would draw them now.
Yes.
Let that person know that they have not went too far, that you won't bring them back. They got to make that decision right now. Let it happen. Make it happen, God. Oh, right now. In Jesus' name, wonderful, precious name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. I pray that you've made that decision today. And if you have, get into a good Bible-based church.
Yes.
And you know, Jesus said to go throughout the world and preach the gospel, but he also said, make disciples.
Yes.
How do you make disciples? By getting people saved and then teach them what the Word of God. So many people are so hung up in doctrine that they're not really... Listen, Jesus came to set us free.
Yes.
Free. Free. We don't have to go back into bondage. We don't have to go back to Egypt. But just love Jesus and love other people and reach out.
Yes.
That's what he's calling Christians to do.
Amen.
We're going to close with this song, and we pray you enjoy it. It's Crown Him with Many Crowns. What a good song. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for coming today. We appreciate you with all of our heart. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord.
You want to fix it?
Okay. All right.
I couldn't get it to play. This is a beautiful old hymn. It was written by Matthew Bridges, but it says, crown him with many crowns. We're going home for that day when we will crown the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Start it again, Pastor Nick.
Okay, we need a new chord, I think. Let me just read these words. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his wondering eye at mysteries so bright. Crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave, who rose victorious to the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Crown him the Lord of heaven, one with the Father known, one with the Spirit through him given from yonder glorious throne. To thee be endless praise, for thou for us hast died. Be God bless you. Have a great day. And just worship the Lord. knowing that you are going home to be with him eternally. You're going to rise from the dead just as he did. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for those who listened today and gave their hearts to you, Jesus. Oh, the family is growing bigger and bigger and bigger, greater and greater. More praise to thee, Lord Jesus. All praise and glory and honor goes to thee. We pray you'll join us Monday. Have a wonderful day in Jesus. See you tomorrow. Bye for now.